Moose Jaw. It was a bittersweet day for Lieutenant Col. Riel, Guns, Erickson, as the commandant of 15 Wing Air Base said farewell to fellow officers and trainees as she prepared to move to Ottawa. Erickson was celebrated during a change of command ceremony at 2 Canadian Forces Flying Training School, 2 CFFTS, the Big 2 Inches, on May 12, while she thanked many people who had supported her during her nearly three-year command tour, which began in August 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic was in full swing. The Alberta-born pilot is moving with her husband, an Air Force major, and two sons to work as the executive assistant to the vice chief of the defense staff. Taking over for her at 15 Wing is Quebec-born Lieutenant Col. Philippe Turcotte. Erickson received her wings from 15 Wing in 2003 and was an instructor in 2014, while Turcotte received his wings in 2006 and was an instructor in 2013. Bittersweet definitely defines it. It's a tough job coming here and leading, it's a big responsibility. But, the biggest thing I'm going to miss the most about this place is the people, she said, describing many as family. Erickson felt blessed to have a great team around her, especially during the pandemic. It was tough to build an effective group, but people took on the challenge and helped the team grow, which made her proud. She also felt less lonely as a leader with a team around her. In Ottawa, Erickson expects to be less of a decision-maker and more of a support for others. She believes this move will give her more strategic opportunities to help the military, finding resources for airbases, compared to the tactical role of guiding a training base. One challenge Erickson faced during her time in Moose Jaw, besides the pandemic, was around personnel. The organization changed how it trained people and constructed teams to ensure decisions reached lower levels. Changes also focused on addressing the challenges that students and instructors can expect in the future. We also have changed just how we're managing each of our staff in terms of what they're instructing, so people become more focused and better experts in what areas they know well, she added. So, I think we gained a lot of efficiencies in that sense. Gifted new students are arriving more motivated and with plenty of life experience, Erickson said. 20 years ago, most trainees were fresh from high school or university and had few life experiences. Now people come with many job experiences, knowledge, different backgrounds, and families. I've seen here that it makes a better team. We can teach them to fly an airplane, but what they bring, in life skills, that we don't know is really what counts, and we're seeing lots of that, she continued. Despite the challenges, Erickson said this was likely the best command tour of her career. Colonel Jonathan Bouchard, 15 Wings commander, said very few people in the military would experience a command position. However, he thought Erickson had risen to the challenge as commandant. Not only was the base losing a great leader and mentor, but also someone who inspired people, was humorous and offered positive vibes. Turcotte was excited to become commandant since it's a big unit with plenty of activity. He was also emotional since he had received his wings here and was an instructor. It's making sure this unit continues to evolve and continuing the work of Lieutenant Col. Erickson. She did a great thing for this unit, he said. And it's taking the ball while it's still in the air, and making sure that we continue to work towards making this place inclusive and a super interesting training environment for the students. Moose Jaw holds a special place in Turcotte's heart because of his time as an instructor. After arriving in the friendly city after a 26-hour drive from Quebec, he felt like he was home upon seeing the city's welcome sign. The warmth and generosity of the people in this community is their strength, he said. Our military members are lucky to begin their journey here in Moose Jaw. Turcotte added that he was extremely proud and humbled to have been selected for the position and was eager to share the skies with everyone while pursuing the base's mission.